This program is very much focused on Peterborough and some of the biggest stories coming around the city, but sometimes people in Peterborough care about things that are outside of the city, and we did get news a little bit earlier that we talked about where Hulk Hogan, the Babe Ruth of professional wrestling and certainly one of the most iconic pop culture figures of the last 40 years, died. And joining me now is somebody who is not only a Hulkamaniac, but also one of my favorite tidbits, a collector of wrestling magazines going back to the 1980s. It's my man, Graham Elliott. And Graham, this sucks, man.
It does. And it was one of those, I can recall two deaths in my life where I went, like, I couldn't breathe for a second. Chris Farley was one. And I was driving on, was it Chris Farley? John Candy was one. And the other one was Hulk Hogan. And when I saw that come through my social media earlier today, I was just like, wow, I can't believe it. This, despite all the fact there was a bunch of rumors floating around social media over the last couple of weeks about his health, going back and forth. Well, he's in grave danger. No, he's not. He's fine. He's at home. He's swimming. Oh, I went bowling with him and his kid the other day and all these other sorts of things. But yeah, it was a weird message to see that Hulk Hogan had passed away at 71.
Hulk Hogan was the one figure who took professional wrestling, which became sports entertainment, and was able to vault it into the mainstream. This is an athlete who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was on Johnny Carson. He was the guy that kind of vaulted it into the multi-billion-dollar global empire that it is. And whether or not you liked his character or his style, loved him or hated him, Graham, he was the man, and he was the one that kind of made wrestling into the industry. Him and Vince McMahon are the two kind of key figures in the history of it.
Or even later in life, if he didn't like his politics either, obviously. But yeah, I mean, depending on what generation you're at right now, there's lots of conversation about, well, it was Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock that sort of, you know, reinvented the wrestling dynamic and bringing more wrestling into people's homes and making it part of the mainstream culture. But yeah, when you go back to 1984, the first time that Hogan won the championship, and that sort of catapulted the whole idea of wrestling being not this thing that a handful of people would talk about, but more and more people were going to. And then all of a sudden you've got hundreds of thousands of people that are clamoring to watch WrestleManias because Hogan is going to be the headliner there, or stadium shows. And there's countless of events where more and more people were showing up, even here in Canada, in the Toronto area. I mean, you talk about WrestleMania 6, how big that show was, the big event they had at the old Exhibition Stadium, where he was against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. There were tens of thousands of people in attendance of that one. And again, that just brought, you know, being a wrestling fan, it made it a little more cool at the time. But again, when you talk, wrestling would not be where it is today. There would be no Stone Cold. There would be no Rock if it wasn't for what Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon did back in the mid-80s.
I was also one of the 68,000 people that was at WrestleMania 18 in 2002, in which he fought The Rock. But everything from body slamming Andre the Giant, I mean, we could go pretty deep on Hulk. I want to keep it a little bit mainstream, but Hulk Hogan was also just a cultural icon, right? Like, whether I don't think he was the greatest actor in the world, but he was putting out movies that were making money. He tried television with Thunder in Paradise. So if you were in the late 80s, early 90s, I mean, you just knew who Hulk Hogan was, whether or not you were in North America or any other parts of the world.
Oh, 100%. I mean, okay, we won't talk about the movies too much because they were, well, let's just, they were god-awful. I mean, there's only, my kid was a big fan of Suburban Commando in his younger days for some reason. I can't figure out why. You and I are big fans of No Holds Barred, again, for reasons I can't explain. But no, as an actor, not so much. But again, it was the ability to go, I know who Hulk Hogan is. And being able to utilize the business, the wrestling business, to be able to catapult his stardom, to be able to utilize him for film and TV later on. And again, this just wasn't just an 80s or early 90s, but even all the way into the 2000s, where he was, you know, still out and about. People still knew him. And then even, you know, people are still looking for, you know, I want to meet Hulk Hogan. I still want to get his autograph. Even so many years later, up until the point of his death, he was still, when you thought about wrestling, when you talked about wrestling, the first name that came into your mouth was Hulk Hogan.
Graham Elliott, one of the biggest Hulkamaniacs I know. I just knew that if we were going to cover this topic, you'd be the one that I would go to. So thanks so much. And yeah, just kind of a sad day for those of us who have tracked the career of Hulk Hogan and the sport of professional wrestling.
Well, I'm not going to go back and watch WrestleMania 3 now.